So this morning we continue to focus on our Easter series, which is Catch Your Breath. And I invite you to take just a moment and let's be still before God and prepare to receive this Easter story from John chapter 21. Later, Jesus himself appeared to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two other disciples were together. Simon Peter told them, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We'll go with you." They set out in a boat, but throughout the night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. Jesus called to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." He said, "Cast your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they did. And there were so many fish that they couldn't haul in the net. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he wrapped his coat around himself, for he was naked, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they weren't far from the shore, only about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you've just caught." Simon Peter got up and pulled the net to shore. It was full of large fish, 153 of them. Yet the net hadn't torn, even with so many fish. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples could bring themselves to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they finished eating, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep." He asked a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was sad that Jesus asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" He replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. I assure you that when you were younger, you tied your own belt and walked around wherever you wanted. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and another will tie your belt and lead you where you don't want to go." He said this to show the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. After saying this, Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." This is the word of the Lord. Once again this morning, we've included some teaching notes for you to follow along as you wish and to write things down. And this morning, I want to ask you a question. So here it is. Why am I so tired all the time? Sorry, Pastor John. I just couldn't resist when I walked by your office the other day. Now, not me personally, and not Pastor John, but all of us, we can be exhausted by all of life's demands. Now, I've put some chairs down here this morning, and each of these chairs represents one of the commitments in my life. So, of course, the first chair here is the chair that says my marriage. And marriage is one of the great commitments of my life. Betsy and I are approaching 40 years of marriage, and with busy schedules and everything that goes on, it takes time, it takes intentionality to uphold that commitment. Another commitment is the commitment to family and friends. And we have two girls and their husbands, and we have grandchildren. My parents are getting a bit older and getting ready to move. We have siblings that we stay in touch with and try to support as we can. And then friendships from across the years and locally. And it takes, again, a lot of energy and time to maintain those relationships in a healthy way. And then, of course, there's this chair that says work. Work. Now, of course, right now I'm doing my 1 hour a week of work as a pastor. And but, you know, I love the work of ministry. The thing is that there's always something to do. There's always another call to make, another email to address, another issue to be cared for, another person to visit, another project to complete. And in addition to that, as pastors, we get to be involved with people in some of the happiest times of their lives. And we also are called to be with people in some of the most heartbreaking times of their lives. Another commitment in my life is volunteering. And there are some things that I do outside of the church, like serving on some boards and committees, like mentoring some younger pastors, like other things that I do to serve in the community. They take a lot of time and energy. And then there is also the care of my stuff. And I think that goes without saying. Like, there's a lot of grass to mow these days. And also the house, the cars, and all the other things that we do from day to day to care for our day-to-day needs. And then also there are some hobbies that, as time allows, getting exercise, playing golf perhaps, some other things that I like to do. And as I look over these chairs and think about all the things that I'm committed to, I realize that every one of those things is important. And every one of those things is good. But when I look at them all like this, it's exhausting. And I'm not sure that if you were to put out chairs this morning, what might be on your chairs. Your chairs might be different from mine, depending on the season of life you're in or what your circumstances are. But every one of us these days knows how chaotic life can be. How exhausting life in this world can be. And so as we continue this series of messages this morning, I would invite you in an exhausting world to hear the gracious invitation of Jesus. The invitation to catch your breath. Catch your breath. This gospel this morning in John 21 suggests some things that we can do to catch our breath in the midst of many demands in life. And the first thing Jesus would invite us to do when we're exhausted is to refocus. You know, sometimes we get weary because we're focused in life on the wrong things. When we meet the disciples here in this passage, they've already seen the empty tomb. They've already heard the good news that the Lord is risen. Jesus has already appeared to them and showed them his hands and his side. He has already breathed the Holy Spirit on them and sent them out to carry on his mission. When he goes away, what do they do? Well, in verse 3 it says, Simon Peter told the others, "I'm going fishing." And they said, "We'll go with you." And they set out in a boat. But we're told that throughout the night, they caught nothing. Now, why do you think the disciples went fishing? Well, it could be that after everything they've been through, they just need to get away. I mean, they have seen some horrendous things. Jesus betrayed, beaten, crucified, buried. One of their friends betrayed Jesus and then ran off and took his own life. And then, after witnessing all of these horrible things, they also witnessed this incredible thing that Jesus is risen from the dead. They must be totally wrung out. Why not go fishing? Or maybe they go fishing because they're confused. The risen Lord appears to them in a powerful way, and then he just disappears. And maybe they're wondering, where do we go now? What do we do now? And so they go back to the familiar, back to the Sea of Galilee, where it's comfortable, where it's safe, and they go fishing. Whatever their reason for fishing here, this story makes it clear that they are not where Jesus wants them to be. They fish all night and they don't catch a thing. But Jesus shows up and invites them to refocus. It says early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. And Jesus called out to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" And they said, "No." And then he said, "Cast the net in on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." And so they did. And there were so many fish that they could not haul in the net. Now just imagine how big those fish were. They were so impressed that somebody even counted. 153, John says. So many fish that the net is being torn. And I wonder if in the midst of all their excitement, the disciples are thinking about another day and another big catch. How a few years before this, Jesus called out to them and he said, "Follow me and I will take you fishing for people." Jesus, in this miraculous act, is calling them to refocus. If you're weary, like the disciples were weary, catch your breath and ask yourself, where is my focus? You know, there's nothing wrong with being busy. The question is, what are you being busy with? Because if you are busy with the wrong things or busy for the wrong reasons, it will wear you out. But if you're busy for the right things, you can accomplish so much and still be filled with joy and peace. I'd like to ask that we read John 15, verse 5 together out loud. Let's read it. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit. Without me, you can't do anything. In the neighborhood where the parsonage is, the streets are lined with these magnificent oak trees. And over the past few weeks, these trees have undergone a miraculous transformation. Just a few weeks ago, in the wintertime, the branches were completely bare. But then as the temperatures got warmer, we watched as buds began to form on those branches. And now those buds have turned to a bright green all over the neighborhood. And how did this happen? Well, it happened because the energy flowed up out of those roots and out to the branches, bringing new life, bringing growth. And in the same way, Jesus tells us that if we are rooted in Him, if we remain in Him, we will experience new life and growth. Being busy with the wrong things is exhausting. But Jesus invites us to put first things first and to refocus. And then as we continue on in this story, we see a second thing Jesus invites us to do, and that is to get refreshed. To get refreshed. Sometimes we get exhausted because we have not gotten the proper nourishment that we need. After this amazing haul of fish, John says to Peter that it's the Lord, and Peter gets dressed and jumps into the water. Meanwhile, the other disciples are struggling to get that net full of fish to the shore, and Jesus says to them, "Come, have breakfast. Come and have breakfast." Now, as we think about that meal with the risen Christ and his disciples, we remember how, as we share food, whether it's at meals with family and friends or at a church potluck dinner, when we share food, it has a way of connecting us in a special way. When Jesus shared the bread and the fish with his disciples, he was not only providing nourishment for their bodies, even more, he was reminding them of the intimate relationship they had with one another. He was feeding their souls. And as we gather here at this table, as we take this bread and take this cup, we remember the intimate relationship that Jesus invites each and every one of us to have. The relationship that in this world would nourish our souls and refresh us. Jesus says, refocus. Jesus says, get refreshed. And then he says, be restored. Be restored. You know, sometimes we get exhausted, not just because we're busy with the wrong things, not just because we need refreshment. We get exhausted because we're hanging on to something that we need to let go of. We carry the burden of guilt or shame or anger or hurt. And it's exhausting. The end of this passage is one that many of us are familiar with, this life-changing conversation that takes place between Jesus and Simon Peter after breakfast. And we notice in this conversation that three times Jesus repeats the same question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Three times he asks this question. And we remember how it was when Jesus stood trial, when Simon Peter had the opportunity to stay with him, but instead, three times, denied him. What Jesus is doing here on the beach is inviting Simon Peter to let go of his grip on the guilt over denying Jesus and to open his hands and his heart to the forgiveness that Jesus offers, the forgiveness that restores his soul. I wonder this morning, is there something in your past that you're still hanging on to and it's just making you weary? Something you need to come clean with, to confess, to let go of? The risen Lord, even now, wants to restore your soul. I want to ask if our worship team could come back to the chancel area this morning. And as we prepare to sing and to celebrate the Lord's Supper together, are you weary? Are you tired? Catch your breath. Catch your breath. Hear the gracious invitation of the Lord Jesus today. The one who says, come to me. Come to me, all of you who are struggling and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.